The Defense Department might just be shopping at Amazon if House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mac Thornberry gets his way. Thornberry released his annual defense acquisition reform bill this week, and he's focusing on commercial items. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni joins me with more, and this is an annual exercise from Representative Thornberry. Looks like he's focusing on commercial items in a what seems like a new and unique way.
Yeah, and this is his third annual defense authorization bill, and so... At this one, he's really focusing on commercial items, which is something that people have been clamoring for within the Defense Department and in industry for a long time. And the thing about commercial items is that there's, you know, something like toilet paper that everyone needs, and you can just buy it at a store. But the Defense Department has to go through a whole contracting acquisition system just to get something as simple as toilet paper. So, you know, why not just go on something like Amazon and then be able to buy it? And that's what Mac Thornberry wants them to do. What he's going to require the Defense Department to do is to join in on two private marketplaces, at least one private marketplace, one or more, and then they can basically buy what they need off of these vendors. What they're calling it is a mini free market, because there's other companies that are buying on this marketplace, so the price automatically sets itself. It's Adam Smith, you know?
Well, Amazon and some of the other, I guess, similar types of things, whatever they might be, often have multiple vendors selling through them. Sometimes what you get delivered isn't even coming from an Amazon warehouse. They're kind of a pass-through service to some small company that doesn't have their reach. And then there's some that are directly from Amazon warehouses. So does he expect an Amazon type of account to be set up by what? Every contracting officer in DOD?
Well, I think what they're really expecting is that, yes, a lot of different vendors are going to go in and be able to offer their products to DOD. So DOD, I think it's unclear at this point, at least, if each single DOD component or agency is going to set up their own account, or if DOD itself is just going to kind of have one big account for these things. But, you know, there's plenty of different marketplaces that they might have to go into. You know, there's Grainger and Industrial Supply, there's Staples and Office Max, which I'm sure you can understand how much DOD would need those kind of products.
And commercial buying, of course, is part of the DNA of the DOD, because most of what they do buy, in point of fact, at least in volume, is probably commercial. Did Thornberry mention specific commodities that he thinks are important, like office supplies? Certainly not uniforms. Those are custom made.
Right. Yeah. And I think what they want to do is really start this off small, because they need to kind of see, kind of feel out how everything's going to work. But as you can imagine, things that they're not going to do are things like electronics. You know, that's something that could easily be bugged, or you know, have a foreign component in it that DOD doesn't want. So I think they're going to be pretty careful and start off with things like a forklift or toilet paper or Staples, things like that.
Or maybe they could go to their own PXs and buy back for DOD.
Right.
That's me, not Mac Thornberry. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni. And there's also a big component in this bill for auditing and the Defense Contract Audit Agency, which has had its issues over the years.
That's right. And I think that is one of the reasons that Mac Thornberry is really targeting the DCAA. And as you know, and a lot of us know, that the DCAA is dealing with a huge backlog, 4,000 contracts. And in fact, I talked to one of the House Armed Services Committee staffers who said it takes about 885 days to audit an incurring cost contract. And for those that don't know, an incurring cost contract is when a company, they take on a cost when they're doing the contract, and they want a reimbursement for that. You know, it's just like your gas mileage, something like that, when you're working on the job. So what they do is just they go through and say, this is either up to snuff or it's not up to snuff, the cost that you're asking for. What Thornberry wants to do is make the cost threshold for these contracts that DCAA has to audit, he wants to make that cost threshold higher. And then by 2020, he wants 25% of incurred cost contracts to be done by a private auditor. And that way, it'll save DCAA some time. They'll be working on things that'll be actually saving money for DOD and not just these tiny little checkups.
So the spillover from the companies that don't get audited, he feels, are outweighed by the savings that they'll get from doing the big ones.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the staffer I was talking to basically said that it's you're spending $10 on an audit to save $1 on a contract. It's just not making sense at this point.
It doesn't seem like they're ready to let the DCA simply hire tons of people to do this. They want to just change the process to get rid of the backlog from forming in the first place.
Right, and DCAA has actually said that they need at least 500 more people to get where they want to get. To get rid of this backlog, which they're hoping to do by next year, but you know, the hiring freeze has already put a kink into that, so it's a whole mess over there at this point.
Well, the problem is, you know, like this has happened in so many agencies, they'll hire the 500 people, and then the 885 days will go down to 624 days.
Right, it so still takes forever.
Really, not a step function erasure of this whole big problem. And also, Mr. Thornberry has something on service contracts. Also a big bugaboo for DOD.
Right, and service contracts are humongous. I think this is one of the kind of unspoken things about DOD contracting is that service contracts make up a huge amount of DOD. It's $144 billion a year, and DOD's really not that great at overseeing it. It's one of those things that just kind of goes under the radar. And Senator Claire McCaskill, she actually wrote a letter to DOD back in 2014 saying, you guys need to step up your game on this. They tried kind of building this IT legacy system to track all the characteristics of contracts, and that thing just kind of crashed. You know, it never really took off. And so what they want to do is just analyze the information. So they want DOD to think about service contracts way earlier in the budget cycle. By doing that, they can kind of plan out what services they need, and then not only what services do they need, but what services they don't actually, that they can kind of drop down on, you know, not use the whole contract and save a little bit of money.
So Thornberry's ideas here are in an 80-page bill for defense acquisition reform, and this will likely be baked into the overall authorization bill at some point?
Yeah, so he usually takes about a month. He puts this out a month before they decide to release the NDAA. So this will give industry, DOD, and other Congress members some time to look at it and give him their feedback.
Federal News Radio, Scott Massioni, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Be sure to check out his coverage at federalnewsradio.com.